Hi, my name is Jean Grapple. I'm here with Sam Cedar, and on the phone, we are very, very, very pleased to be talking to Noam Chomsky. He is professor of linguistics at MIT, author of over 30 books. I think everybody knows him. It's odd to go through this whole intro, but what the heck. And his latest book is called Hegemony. I used to think it was Hegemony, I'm embarrassed to say. But I also thought the Greek was Fatigue when I was younger. Hegemony or Survival, America's Quest for Global Dominance. Noam Chomsky, thank you so much for joining us here on the Majority Report.
Hi, and don't be embarrassed about not knowing how to pronounce it. It depends what country you're in.
Where do they
England,
say hegemony?
England, they pronounce it hegemony or something.
Well, I'm a bit of an Anglophile, so I'll just continue to do that. But how do they say fatigue? They don't say fatigue, do they?
Not usually, yeah.
Yeah, so that one I have to own is not very bright. But I wanted to, if you don't mind, I wanted to begin by asking you about the national security strategy of the United States of America, because I've heard you speak very eloquently about it. I think some people think that it sounds great. If you're not really much of a critical thinker and you don't understand what the national security strategy of the United States of America means domestically and internationally, who's behind it and what their angle is?
Mm-hmm.
So can you give people who might not be up to speed on that your take on it?
This was the declaration in September 2002, timed right before the midterm elections and coinciding with the virtual announcement of the invasion of Iraq, which was supposed to be the first implementation of it. The declaration said pretty straightforwardly that the United States intends to dominate the world indefinitely by force if necessary. That's the dimension in which the United States does indeed reign supreme, and to destroy any potential challenge to this domination. So if any potential challenge is perceived, it'll be attacked. That's the essence of the national security strategy. It was understood very clearly at once. The main establishment journal, Foreign Affairs, of the Council on Foreign Relations, had an article about it within a few weeks, in fact, describing it as a, in their words, a new imperial grand strategy, and criticizing it not so much in principle, but